The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Never have we seen a time in America that was so morally debased. The homosexual agenda is bent on erasing every vestige of Christianity from our culture. Their socialist ideas permeate the media and the tax-supported education institutions throughout the land. Is there any hope of a return to moral sanity? Yes, there is. But it can only come in a heaven-sent, Christ-honoring revival in our personal, family, church, and national lives. God's promise is plain. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If we who are Christian will turn, not talk, God will send revival. And revival always restores biblical morality. God has done this in our past in America, and He wants to do it again. In 1798, the Presbyterian General Assembly summed up the declining moral state in this nation by saying, "We perceive with pain and fearful apprehension a general departure from religious principles and practice among our fellow citizens, a visible contempt for the laws and institutions of religion," meaning Christianity, "profaneness, pride, luxury, injustice, lack of self-control, lewdness, and loose indulgence greatly abound," end quote. But in the midst of this moral pit, God found a praying remnant whose cries for revival moved Him. In answer to their pleas, He moved in Logan County, Kentucky in 1800. Stirred by what He had witnessed there, Barton Stone, a pastor near Lexington, urged his congregation to likewise cry to God for revival. He reported that they were, quote, "greatly affected with awful solemnity, and many returned home weeping." In August 1801, a meeting was planned in Bourbon County, Kentucky, in the hopes that God would move again as He had the previous summer in West Kentucky. They weren't disappointed, as 25,000 people came for this meeting. Barton Stone told how, quote, "the roads were covered with wagons, carriages, horses, and footmen moving to the solemn camp. Four or five preachers spoke at the same time," he said, "in different parts of the encampment without confusion. The Methodist and Baptist preachers aided in the work, united in it. They were of one mind and soul. The salvation of sinners were the one object. We all engaged in singing the same songs," he said, "all united in prayer, all preached the same things. The numbers converted will only be known in eternity," he reported. "But many were convinced that Jesus was the Christ and persuaded to submit to Him." This meeting continued 6 or 7 days and nights till food for such a multitude failed. Many had come from Ohio and other distant parts. These returned home and diffused this same spirit in their respective neighborhoods, and similar results followed. Probably hundreds were born again, and the effect it had on morals was tremendous. A well-known Presbyterian minister of that time wrote, quote, "Neighborhoods noted for their vicious and profligate manners are now as much noted for their piety and good order. Drunkards, profane swearers, liars, quarrelsome persons, and so forth are remarkably transformed." Folks, isn't paying the price of earnest prayer worth this kind of revival? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.